Okay. Punch you, you on the road?
Yeah, just pulled out of the subdivision, headed up there to Spartanburg.
Did you have a good Memorial Day?
Well, I just laid around yesterday, just rested. I had to do some work on Saturday and Sunday, so I just rested yesterday.
Well, me and my wife spent some time up at the old Camp Flintlock up in North Carolina this weekend, and we came home for about an hour and decided we'd go up to the deer camp. So we're up at the deer camp enjoying, you know, just kind of being primitive. So we just had a ball.
And so to get out of that stress and everything of the city and just get out there in the country where you can really enjoy it. And it must be kind of cool up there this morning, though.
I'll give you a weather thing. Hang on. 8 degrees, 84% humidity, pressure is 30.12. It's supposed to be sunny. High 78, possibly 81 today.
Yeah, it's not as cool as I thought it would be. They were calling it 52 in Spartanburg.
I got this squirrel problem up here, and sometimes they chew on my weather sensor. So that's about as accurate as it gets. So
you might have to have you some squirrel dumplings this fall.
Absolutely. I've had them before, but you have to have them one or two times late spring, because one generation from the next forgets. When you kill off four or five of them, that generation learns, I better not go to that cabin or I'm going to die. And then as the year progresses and the new year comes around, all of the new ones say, hey, I'm bad man on the block, I'm gonna do it. And then they die. And it's just a vicious cycle.
And it's terrorizing the dog. She keeps getting on the bird feeder outside the window, and the dog goes crazy over it.
Or NUE, station ID.
FW. So what are you doing up this early?
I usually get up pretty early and try to get up and fix some coffee or fix some breakfast for the both of us or something like that. But this particular morning, evidently, I got bit by some chiggers while I was up at the Flintlock camp, and my backside is just chewed up, and that's kind of what woke me up this morning.
Yeah, you need to get you some fingernail polish put on them.
Got some here in the first aid kit here somewhere. I'll dig it out here in a minute. But like I said, we just came up to just enjoy the place for a little bit. I think she's gonna set up a Wi-Fi hotspot and do some teaching online today, and I'm gonna mess around in the cabin a little bit and put me some 66 blocks in so I can push some voice and data around inside this cabin a little bit.
Yeah, you ever make any contacts on 10 meters yet?
It is so noisy with my antenna that I have not been able to. I have been listening too, but I don't ever hear anything, and I'm sure that's somewhat either the sunspot conditions or My radio, one of the two, I'm not sure.
The propagation, it's been a little bit quiet here lately, and that, but it should start opening up pretty soon. I made a couple of contacts on 20 yesterday, just playing around.
So I've been trying to teach myself Morse code using the Koch method, K-O-C-H, and that's how they taught German soldiers during World War II. And I did pretty good for a little bit, and man, I've hit a wall. I can't get through it. It's just killing me. I may need to find another way to learn this.
Up a MFJ practice gear. I looked it up online. It's like $45.
I did. I got a keter on the way, but just trying to learn the basic alphabet is proving to be a little bit more difficult for my mind than I anticipated, but that's okay. I'm just a little frustrated with it right now, but that's okay.
Kind of like in a graph, and it's just, it starts out with a dash, you know, you go this way, and it starts out with a dot, go this way, and then it kind of teaches you where the letters are and the kind of the thinking behind it.
I don't know where you at, but I didn't get any of that. There's a lot of noise and static. Must be in a drive-thru or something.
Oh, it should be a lot better now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what'd you do? Stop at McDonald's?
Kind of a low spot there on Wadehampton. Now, I was saying I have a coin. It's like a 50-cent piece that has send and receive on it, and it kind of shows you, you know, if it starts out with a dot, you know, go this way, and then if it starts out with a dash, go this way, and that, and it kind of helps you learn where the letters are.
Okay. Well, the Koch method is how they taught German soldiers during World War II. And they basically started at 15 words a minute. And 15 words a minute effective speed. And that was uncompromising. They did not change from that during the whole lesson. But what they did was they introduced two letters at 15 words a minute, and you learn those two letters. Once you learn those two letters at 15 words a minute and 15 words a minute effective speed, then they added another letter. But they intermixed it with those two letters. Let me let this repeat the cycle. That's K-O-4-N-U-E.
About a minute, and then you write it down, and then he tells you what it was supposed to be, And just goes back and forth and keeps introducing letters that way.
Well, that's the Koch method taught to German soldiers during World War II. And typically, German soldiers could send anywhere from 50 to 70 words a minute. The way they were taught, they were able to send Morse code much faster than the United States and Allied soldiers because they were taught with another method that was Frankenschild, some kind of F, starts with an F, I can't remember what it is, method. And they would transcribe and send much slower than the German soldiers were because of the way they learned.
Sit down and learn it, and that'll give me another, you know, another mode of operation, sure enough, because you hear a lot of Morse code out there.
Yeah, straight up honest with you, it just absolutely drives me crazy, man. If I hear it on radio, it just annoys me that I can't do that. And that's my driver to do it.
OCD kicking in there.
This old boy is way beyond OCD, buddy.
In 4TFW.
I'm not sure there's a, you when you use an adjective to describe somebody like OCD or bipolar or schizophrenia or, you know, when you use one of those words like that, that establishes a basic baseline of, you know, what that condition is. Kind of like, well, I think it's kind of like a plumber or a welder or a mechanic. It's just a basic description of what you do. As far as OCD goes, this is when you start adding Latin words in front of it. I'm that bad. You have to add words in front of it and behind it.
Along with that, and that, it takes all kinds to make the world go round, and then I got a lot of good friends that are that way. It ain't no problem.
Exaggeration, but I am a little bit OCD, and I don't think it's that bad. It's just, I'm not even sure it's OCD. It's just in a machine shop. There's just so many bits and pieces, and if you don't have a plan for organization, you'll spend most of your time looking for this or looking for that, when if you'll just put it in a drawer when you're done with it, then you don't have to spend your time doing that. You can spend your time actually working on what it is you're doing. This is a KL4 NUE station ID. I've noticed here lately, though, that I can no longer rely on my memory to find out where a Ouija Wadget is. I'm having to go back and write things down in a book so that when I want to find a Ouija Wadget, I know where to go look.
It is on that one, yes. I'm up here, I turned 61 this year and that, and so sometimes I can't quite remember like I used to could.
At 4NUE, I gotta excuse myself just for a minute. I'll be listening and I will be back. Stand by. NUE monitoring.
Okay, in 4TFW.
Send on this week, for this week.
Business as usual here at work. Nothing, we just come out of an outage, so nothing really planned, just the day-to-day maintenance work, it looks like. Hopefully it'll be a quiet week and a short one.
But
right, and that maybe a little grass cutting this afternoon when I get home on the rider, and that before this rain sets in.
How much rain they calling for?
Friday, maybe a couple of inches.
Well, we definitely can use it.
In a hurry this morning out here.
Just be careful. Don't let them run you over, because some of them will.
You stay over here on the right side and mind my own business and stay a little bit under and just let them go on.
Tell me exactly how that Prius of yours works. It has a gasoline engine and two electric motors, or is it one electric motor?
It's actually a Honda Insight, but I'm assuming it has two electric motors, it looks like. Hang on just a minute. Let me change screens here, and I'll see what I can tell you about it. Hold on. Two electric motors, and then sometimes the motor comes on and sometimes it doesn't. Like right now, I'm doing 65 off of battery power.
Gasoline engine comes on when you need more power or when you need to create more electricity for the batteries.
Like right now, it's running, it's charging the battery and powering the wheels right now. And that, but then in a minute it'll switch off.
Weird to be in a vehicle that doesn't make a lot of noise, engine noise.
Kind of hard to get used to when you get in the morning, you know, when you push the on button, it says, okay, I'm ready, but you know, nothing's running unless you turn on the heat, then the motor will run for the heat. And that a little bit, but not a lot. But it, you know, it really doesn't run for the AC. Not quite sure exactly how they did that.
What kind of miles to the gallon? I think you're getting over 50 on that thing. Isn't that what you said a couple weeks ago?
I think was 59.98.
And how much fuel does that thing hold?
10 gallons, 10 or 12 gallons, but I can go like almost 550 miles if I run it completely out.
Impressive. Do you have the option to charge the batteries at a power bank?
It doesn't have that option. It only does it, you know, going down the road, or if it's real low in the morning when I crank it up, the motor will come on and charge the battery up. And that, but the battery cycles pretty quick. It doesn't, you know, from full charge to down for the motor to come on is only a few miles. And that, but it's supposed to get better gas mileage in the city than it does on the highway, mostly because whenever you're coasting, you know, down a hill or you're putting on the brakes, that also charges the battery.
That means both motors on both electric motors are PMGs instead of motors, which is a PMG is it can be a motor when it's needed and a generator when it's not.
Like right now I'm on the accelerators, but the battery's running it, and then when I back out, now we're charging the battery, and that. So it takes a little bit to get used to, and you can get the most out of it if you kind of watch the screen, and then you can figure out what you need to do to get the most out of it. But you know, getting up to highway speed and everything is no problem. If you need to accelerate, it'll do it.
Well, have you talked with Patrick lately?
Weekend, I guess the last day was either Thursday or Friday. I talked to him. I hadn't talked to Ed. I texted with Ed. His truck is down and in the shop, so he don't have a radio with him. 10-4-8-X. Hey,
we just took six and talked about you, bud.
Got in the vehicle, and I was waiting for a break in the conversation to interrupt.
Good.
Good morning, Chad. Hope y'all had a good Memorial Day weekend.
Something to tell you that I'm kind of, you know, how what situation you were in with the insurance company for 6 months. I kind of got myself in a little situation. I don't know exactly what I'm going to do about it right now, but I'm thinking I'm probably going to have to contact the police department, but we'll see.
It's not good. I hate that. Mine's finally working its way to an end this week, I hope.
I purchased a, I've got a collector's FFL license so I can collect, you know, whatever. And so I purchased a Spanish Mauser from Hunter's Lodge out of Etheridge, Tennessee about 2 months ago. And I have yet to receive the rifle. And every time I call, the phone's off the hook. I can't get through to find out what's going on. And so I finally sent an email to text to the support section. And let me let this repeater cycle. NUE, station ID. And they really didn't answer anything for me. And no indication of where my rifle is, where it's going to be shipped, or sitting there. But boy, they sure did cash that check quick when I sent it in the mail. So I decided, well, let me just check out and see if there's any Google reviews on this company. And I couldn't believe it when I saw it. I mean, it's awful. Then I went to the Better Business Bureau just to shot in the dark to see. And, oh, my word, it's, you know, I feel like I've just fell right into a major scam, you know. So I sent some more emails out this weekend. I'm going to wait a day or two, but I got a feeling I'm going to have to get the Etheridge County Police Department involved to either get my money back or get the rifle, one of the two.
I've heard you mention that before, and that sucks that there's companies out there that do that. Why take the prep money if you can't deliver the product? Just be honest about it and go on. Man, I hate that for you.
What's going to happen is we're going to Waynesville Ham Fest. I think it's coming up in this month, I think. And I'm probably just going to have to do the extra 200 miles and just head up to Tennessee and, you know, go face-to-face with these people and figure out, you know, hey, what's going on.
One of my goals with this new truck is to finance and have everything local here where I can put my face in front of somebody next time something happens. That way we can have a little better conversation than over the phone or email. That just don't work for me anymore.
Cool. Alright, you know, this might be a little bit too personal, but are you going to keep the same insurance company you had?
I will probably have to roll them for a little bit until I can find something else. But as quick as I can find something else, it's gone. I'm not going to do that again.
Ken?
Yeah, roger that. I'm still here. And that I just exited the interstate. I got about another mile to go. KN4 TFW.
What'd you get into this weekend?
And Sunday, I was over at my father-in-law's with my other in-laws and having to clean out his house and that and try to make it livable again. And that we had a big dumpster out there, but it's slap full and I can't empty it until Wednesday. And his wife is a hoarder, so there's all kinds of stuff and you're just going through just junk and junk and junk.
Yeah, just finished doing the same thing since my mom passed and my stepdad can live in the house. It's amazing what people will keep around the house.
down the road to the gate here, so I'll say 73 to you, Patrick, and Chad, and that, and hope you guys have an awesome day, and maybe catch you guys this afternoon, or definitely maybe tomorrow morning. KN4TFW, 73.
73's to you, Ken. You have a wonderful day, bud. Very wonderful day.
73's, Ken. Have a good day, and I will definitely keep an ear out for you this afternoon. KO4HX, and I'll be monitoring. Or which head?
I wrote a letter to the company, sent an email to the company, requesting that they immediately refund my money. Then I went to the Better Business Bureau, and when I read all of their comments from other customers, Better Business Bureau has placed them in a habitual offender status and warning consumers do not purchase from this company. Now, I wish I had known that before I purchased, but so I filed a complaint through the Better Business Bureau as well. Then I went to Firearms News, the magazine where I found the ad for Hunter's Lodge, and I wrote the editor a letter and explained to the editor what is happening and ask him do you realize that this company that you are allowing to be in your magazine is doing this to customers? And if you do know that that's happening, then I may consider canceling my subscription with you as well. And I was nice about it. I wasn't, you know, rude or anything. But just letting them know, this is KO4 NUE station ID.
Yeah, Chad, I hate you having to deal with that. And I hate there's people out there that way. But, yeah, it's every day. But to a lighter note, how'd your weekend getaway go with your wife?
It went pretty good. I enjoyed spending time with her and my kids. My middle son did not come up to visit, but my oldest son and his fiance, and then my daughter and her boyfriend and some other friends came up, and we had a good time. We had a real good time. I managed to get my EchoLink straightened out and made my first call on EchoLink to a guy in France, and we talked for 20-30 minutes. Then I contacted a guy in Sri Lanka, India, and listen to him explain to me what's going on with the whole COVID thing in India. And Patrick, it was awful, man. I mean, it was really awful.
I can only imagine, and that's probably not good to describe it on the air here again, but it's just bad everywhere with this stuff, and our government's not lying to everybody, and, you know, just people not caring about other people.
Yeah, well, he was talking about curfews. And the bad thing is that he, last month, he was telling me his wife was struck by a car, a drunk driver, and so he lost his wife, and now he's on lockdown in the house because of COVID, and I just, man, it's awful sounding.
Internet backbone,
but you know, if you need if you need to get out, then you can, you know, utilize that.
No different than DMR, really. I mean, the only difference is you got that little bit of RF back to the hotspot. But, I mean, it's still across the internet. So, I really don't see much difference in it.
Do you have your new truck yet or not?
I'm going to start the paperwork and getting everything tidied up on it today. As soon as everybody gets out of bed and gets woke up, I'll start making phone calls to finish the finance and then insurance and all the arrangements and everything about receiving it. All the approvals are in place. It's just having to get everything finalized.
By the end of the week?
If everything goes good, that's my plan, is to go get it this weekend, one way or another. And KO4HX Friday.
NUE station ID. Well, I know you're excited. What kind of truck is it?
It's a 337 Peterbilt with a 24-foot box on it.
I'm running Caterpillar, or are they running a Peterbilt in it?
It has the PACCAR 9 in it, which is a Cummins engine that uses PACCAR software and management system. The pictures, it looks to be in real good shape, and from what everybody tells me about this guy, he took maximum care of his equipment, so we'll see when I get there. But by then it'll be too late because I'll already have it financed.
Well, where is the truck located?
It's in a little town south of St. Louis, Missouri.
Or have it moved here?
I would probably get it myself, man. And probably break it up.
You must be in a hole or something, but I'm not getting a whole lot, so I'll just stand by till you get in a good spot.
Before he gets, I'll be clear for a bit, and I'll call right when I get out of the black hole.
NNH Mobile Monitoring.